I think throughout our lives, we can see that there are many opportunities and many times to rejoice. Maybe rejoicing might happen at an engagement. Rejoicing definitely on the wedding day. Maybe even rejoicing at the birth of children. Even in some sense, rejoicing at each anniversary that is celebrated. And maybe even for some, rejoicing that we made another day of marriage. But just a sense of this realization of rejoicing and being able to recognize accomplished things have been accomplished, to be able to rejoice in particular gifts that have been given to us. I think many times in life, we just get used to the regular mundane or the regular life, and sometimes we take particular things for granted. Maybe at times we forget to rejoice, or we aren't sure if we need to rejoice. Or sometimes we might recognize, well, nobody else around me is rejoicing, so why should I rejoice? As I was reflecting, maybe sometimes we are cued to do certain things, right? So like sometimes you might be in an audience of a show or something, and the little sign pops up, applause. And so you're like, oh, okay, yes, applause. And then there might be some sense, laugh. Okay, so everybody laughs, right? Or cheers. But maybe as you are participating, maybe there's a realization that, yeah, well, sure, of course I would applause now. I don't need to be cued. Or, yeah, of course I would laugh. That was a funny joke. Of course I would. Maybe at other times it might say laugh, and you're like, that wasn't all that funny. Why would I respond in that particular way that I'm being led to respond, right? Father Will today says to rejoice. The rose-colored candle has been lit. We're drawing ever closer to Christmas. Maybe some of us are in the mood to rejoice. Maybe life is going good. Maybe others, maybe there isn't necessarily many reasons in your own life to rejoice. Maybe there are struggles that are taking place or other things that are happening. But that sense of that realization that our faith is, the seed has been planted. I really like this image by St. Paul in that second reading today. A sense that the farmer, the plant, has not yet been ready to harvest. It hasn't even started growing yet. But there's a sense of rejoicing that the seed has been planted. We are moving in that particular direction. And I'm pretty sure the farmer, I mean, by all means, definitely planting the seed and then hoping for the rain to come and then making sure the bugs don't eat their plants and then some sense of getting the harvest in. So I'm pretty sure there's a sense of still days ahead that can bring anxiousness or nervousness. But still, the realization and the joy that the seed has been planted. We all have been baptized. We all have entered into this beautiful gift of our own faith. It has not come to completion yet, but we are on the journey. It has begun. So particular opportunities for us to rejoice. And my hope for all of you, as we are desiring to be joyful disciples who know, love, and serve Jesus Christ, is my hope is that you're able to recognize when to rejoice, especially in your faith. And I hope and I pray that going to the sacrament of reconciliation just isn't because you have to, but you rejoice that you are able to be forgiven of your sins. So we offer the sacrament of reconciliation 3 times a week here at St. Helens. And this Friday is our Advent penance service. We'll have confession 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning and 7 to 9 in the evening. But not just coming because it's Advent or I'm supposed to, but rejoicing the fact that you can be forgiven of your sins. And rejoicing, again, that we are able to receive communion, the body and the blood of our Savior, every time that we come to Mass. Again, not, and like Jesus in that gospel, he didn't necessarily tell the disciples of John that he was the Messiah and everything was taken care of. He pointed them to the signs that were taking place in his ministry that would let them know and even speak louder than he could. There is, our sacraments speak way louder than me telling you to rejoice when you receive these things. There is way more that if you truly enter them and recognize what is happening, I hope that you as disciples are moved to recognize your encounter with Christ and to rejoice when you receive him in the Eucharist, when you are forgiven of your sins, when you encounter him in your neighbors, in your spouses, in your children, when you encounter the virtues of our faith in others, you moved to rejoice that you are with disciples. And this is a great reason to rejoice and to be excited. I have many reasons to rejoice here at St. Helens. So many beautiful things, a beautiful community here, our Catholic school, our faith formation programs, our communities in both Spanish and English, many of our volunteers and our ministries here at St. Helens. So many beautiful reasons for me to rejoice. And even our Encountering Christ Capital campaign, as we have 2.8 million pledged so far. Last weekend, when the pledge cards came around, we collected $265,000 in pledge, and we are over $400,000 above our goal. So today, and this is a reason to rejoice, is the last time that you will hear about the Encountering Christ Capital campaign. But with that, we're going to have the hospitality ministers pass out the pledge cards one more time. And I would like to invite everyone to take a card, even if you made a pledge. We're going to pray the pledge card together and then invite everyone who hasn't had a chance to make a pledge to make a pledge. And I'm going to take a card as well. And there's little pencils and pens at the end of the pews, and if you wouldn't mind passing those down as well, that would be great. But again, just take a moment as we're passing out the cards to say I'm truly grateful and rejoice in many of you who have made a pledge. Even last week, we had around 100 people who didn't make a pledge, but their pledge was through prayers, which truly is a pledge. And participation went up to a little over 600 of our families here at St. Helens, which to me is amazing. So that's getting close to about 50% of our parish who has made a pledge to this particular campaign. So just like to invite you today as we get our pledge cards, you can turn it over to the back, and together we can pray our campaign prayer. Good and gracious God, source of wisdom and generosity, who through your ever-present Holy Spirit has bestowed upon our diocese in every generation the means to accomplish the mission of the Church, we humbly ask for the grace to lovingly respond to your Spirit, leading us in the service of the gospel through this Encountering Christ campaign. May we experience a deep and profound encounter with Christ, so that transformed through faith, hope, and love, we are moved to respond to the needs of the marginalized, raise up vibrant parishes, form fruitful ministries, and call forth pastoral leaders. Asking the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, may the work of this campaign be pleasing to you as we await the joyful hope, the fullness of our glory. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.